It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I thank all of you who support us. You each are treasured, valued. You have purpose today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And we have a lot of work to do. Right now, we are in an election cycle. We will be having an election in November of 2021. Those ballots will be sent out very, very soon. On all of these tax questions, the answer should be no. The way to raise taxes is to make the pie bigger. That means making the economy bigger. That means government should be limited, and the individual should have the entrepreneurial opportunity to go after their hopes and dreams. So anyway, be sure and check all that out, and check out our America's Veterans Stories show that will be this Sunday. We will be doing a rebroadcast of a very important interview that we had with Colonel Bob Fisher, and he is a Vietnam veteran, so be sure and check that out. This show comes to you because I have a lot of great partners. One of those partners is Hooters Restaurants, and they have five locations. That is Loveland, Westminster, Aurora, Lone Tree, and Colorado Springs. And we are getting into football season, and I think that it may be football season that is going to save America. When you see the pictures of fans sitting next to each other, closely next to each other, unmasked, I think they may be saving freedom in America, producer Steve.
Well, you and I talked about this earlier. Two weekends now, and here we are almost at the third weekend of Saturday college football, Sunday the NFL, and like you just said, football stadiums packed full of people, elbow to elbow, not wearing masks. And you got to think these mask Nazis, these virus Nazis, got to be concerned about this because it's 180 degrees the other direction from their narrative.
Well, and it is important that we start to stand for freedom. And so I am thrilled to have in studio with me another one of my great sponsors, and that is Hal Van Herke. Hal and Linnea are true entrepreneurs. They own Castlegate Knife and Tool right here in Sedalia, Colorado. Hal, it's always a great time when you're in studio with us.
Well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate that. I was hoping you were going to introduce me so I could jump in on that subject with the sports games and stuff. But yeah, we're glad to be here. We're glad to be a sponsor. We run a family-owned knife business in Sedalia, Colorado, which is halfway between Highlands Ranch and Castle Rock on Highway 85. We sell outdoor knives, everyday carry knives, kitchen knives. We do knife sharpening. As a matter of fact, before I forget, if you're a professional chef or you work with your knives for a living and you're listening to this, you can bring your knife set into us. If you mention the Kim Munson Show during the months of September and October, we'll give you 20% off your knife set resharpening.
So wow.
Mention Kim Munson between September and October. Get 20% off your professional knives if you use those things for a living.
Okay. Yeah. And I did actually, when you were having the event of the knife sharpening event, I took my knife down there, and it is very sharp now. I have not cut my finger yet, though, so that's good.
Usually it's a sharper knife is a safer knife.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
You're not struggling with it as much, and you're reminded that it's sharp, and you're far less likely to cut yourself with a sharp knife than you are with a dull knife.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Statistically.
So the safe thing to do is to get down there and get that knife sharpened, right?
Yeah, statistics and wives' tales, both. Agree.
They agree on that?
Yes.
So, okay. And you're getting a lot of inventory as we're getting into Christmas shopping. You're getting a lot of inventory in as well.
Yeah. It's the time of year that we've spent at for some of our brands, we've spent years at this point getting to the point where we're getting deliveries now for now and for the shopping season and stuff. We just got a very large shipment in of knives getting ready for hunting season and then the holiday seasons from Kershaw, which is our entry-level brand. It's a brand that we really focus on the brands that are made in the U.S. From them, we do carry a lot of their other knives, but we really stock the ones that are made in the U.S. Deeply in our store, and that's our entry-level knife. Some of them starting off as $35. They go up to maybe $135, and then we've got a number of, on the other side of the spectrum, we've got a couple of custom models in from Curtis Knife that are carbon fiber titanium collectible knives that probably cost $1,500 or something like that. Okay. So that just gives people an idea what we've got, and it's just going to be a daily thing from here on out.
Okay.
Stuff that we have in, and you can check those out at castlegate.com. And while we're talking about our business, we're also pushing because I believe that part of being a member of a free society and being a participant in capitalism requires that you also have a commitment to giving back to the community and being part of the community. I think that those things go hand in glove. You can't have one without the other. So what we're doing right now is we're really pushing a hurricane relief drive for the victims of Hurricane Ida. And we're working with the Dads of Castle Rock, Castle Rock Local Business Alliance as well to put together a semi-truck load of supplies that we're going to send down to Louisiana to help the victims of the hurricane and the first responders of the hurricane to prepare for this one and the next one. And you can check that out on our website as well, right there on the head front page banner on that Hurricane Ida Relief list of the 24 supplies they're looking for. You could also donate cash at on Venmo to at Dads of Castle Rock, hashtag Ida. So that's something else we've got going on.
Well, and that really is how we as Americans do deal with tragedies, and that is being able to help our brothers and sisters. So this is great work that you're doing. And again, all that information is at castlegate.com, castlegate.com. So let's get back over here to you and Steve regarding how football is going to save America. What's your thoughts on that, Hal?
Well, first of all, I've been really happy, and I don't think I can elaborate exactly on this on the radio, but I've been very happy with the reception that our President Joe Biden has been receiving at college football games around the country lately, and most of a lot of other events, with the chance he's been receiving, the chance that people have been cheering from the crowd that are, you know, aimed directly at him. And
the job he's been doing.
I can't really repeat the words they've been using on the radio. I think it's a violation of...
It is a violation,
yeah,
so you can't...
federal laws. But,
don't go there.
I'm not going to say it, but you could Google it and find out the kind of chants they've been saying, which is good for our... And this is from college students, right? The people that are supposed to be the most indoctrinated. But I'm telling you, some of the younger generations of our current college students are going to come out being the most conservative generations we've had in decades, if not ever, because they looked up above them and decided that the millennial generation, the woke generation, was not what they wanted to be. So you've got a lot of conservative juniors and freshmen, I mean sophomores and freshmen, on these college campuses that aren't putting up with it anymore. So it should be a good time.
Well, Steve, that has to give you a lot of hope, because we're always talking about our youth and people that are not paying attention, and so that's got to give you a lot of hope as you're watching this.
Well, it does. And I just saw something on social media. People were wondering if he was aware of what's going down each week, each Saturday around the country at all these football games. And apparently something was tossed out at him when he was doing the 9/11 thing, where he went to all the different sites. Someone tossed out a question, and his response made it quite clear that he was aware.
Oh, really?
I'm sure he was pleased.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Very interesting. So talking about having a conservative generation, and when we talk about conservative, the word's been demonized, Hal.
Yeah.
But what it really means is to conserve this American idea,
yeah,
that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So we have this amazing vision from the Declaration. But to make that happen, we have the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
And today is its birthday. September 17th, 1787 was when 39 men signed that document. And it's an important day. And of course, Grand Lake, Colorado has the premier U.S. Constitution Week in the whole country. And it's going on right now. And tomorrow is the main event. I have the great honor to be the MC, and they're going to have a flyover. There's a parade. It's so Americana. I just love it. And people can get more information at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. And make a day trip. Make a day trip. See the Aspen. Come up. Celebrate. And if you want to stay over, though, they will be having fireworks on Saturday night over the lake, which is just beautiful.
Yeah, if you live in Colorado and you haven't been to Grand Lake, or you haven't been to Grand Lake in a while, you probably forgot what you're missing. It's a great little town. They got a beautiful lake there. It is Americana on a normal day, but having Constitution Day, I can only imagine how everything's going to be decorated with flags and bunting and everything else. The parade, you said, it's very small townish. If they get there early in the day, we'll probably get a chance to learn something about the Constitution still, instead of just the celebrations and festivities. It's been going on most of the week, but I didn't realize this was even going on until your show mentioned it. So it just shows the value of your show, because I didn't know this was going on this week, but I plan on making it up there to at least see part of it.
That would be awesome.
It's going to be great. And I think when I say conservative, I'm talking about, I can make it very simple. When I say conservative, I think about people who are very passionate about conserving individual freedom. That's what I mean, really. And conserving the Constitution, traditional American values, the things that made this country great, and avoiding the things that the founders were reacting to when they felt the need to form the government and form the Constitution and to write it in such a way to prevent those types of evils from creeping in to the government of men over time. So when I say conservative, I think of conserving freedom, conserving individual freedom. Like your show says, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. To me, the conservatives are the ones on the side of individual freedom, individual responsibility that goes with that, individual charity that goes with that, as I mentioned earlier. And that's the way. This is the way, right? The other way is subservience, dependence,
oppression.
And oppression and tyranny. And history shows this repeatedly as a cycle. And in the Constitution event, they have this cycle posted up on their website about how societies cycle from a love for freedom to forgetting about freedom and cycling into
And let's talk about that in the next segment. I think let's talk about that. Let's get to our quote, though. Steve, I'm going to want to hear what you have to say about this, producer Steve. And it's Thomas Paine. He was born 1736, 1737. He was an English-born American. He was born one of those years. They're just not sure. American political activist, philosopher, political theorist, and he was a revolutionary. He authored Common Sense in 1776 and The American Crisis from 1776 to 1783, which were the two most influential pamphlets at the start of the American Revolution. And he helped inspire the Patriots in 1776 to declare independence from Great Britain. And his ideas reflected Enlightenment-era ideals of human rights and transnational human rights. And this is what he said: a constitution is not the act of a government, but a people constituting a government. And government without a constitution is power without a right. All power exercised over a nation must have some beginning. It must be either delegated or assumed. There are not other sources. All delegated power is trust, and all assumed power is usurpation. Time does not alter the nature and quality of either. We're coming up against the break. I think what I might do is let us ruminate on all that. And we come back, I want to hear what you have to say about it, Hal, and also what you have to say about it, Steve, because it's something to ruminate on for sure. And again, I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledge my great partners, Hooters Restaurants. Be sure and check out my website with all my sponsors there. Click on the Hooters tab, though, and you'll get all the specials, whether or not it is football specials or kids eat free on Saturdays, which is a great deal. They have a burger specials, $10 every day, all the time. So be sure and check that out. Hal Van Herke with Castlegate Knife and Tool is in studio. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who are sending your support to us as well. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to use force to do that. And it is never compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether or not it is their rights, their property, their livelihood, through force. And there's all kinds of force that's going on right now here in America. And that's either with a weapon, policy, unpredictable, and excessive taxation. And that is one to really watch as we are seeing all these tax questions on this November ballot. The answer should be no on all of them. And many times, like in my city, they say it's just a penny. Well, that penny is a 55% increase in the retail sales tax. And the way to actually raise tax revenue is to increase the pie, have people out there working and creating businesses and trading goods and services. And so all these questions should be a no, because the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, when they said that by 2030 that we would own nothing, the way to do that, and I was looking through Vladimir Lenin quotes, the dictator of the Soviet Union of Russia, and he said the way to crush the middle class is through taxation and inflation, and we see that occurring right now. So again, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, freedom, or livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, and that is government-induced inflation. And serious subjects that we have going on. Today is Constitution Day. And this day, September 17th, 1787, 39 men signed that document to put a social compact in place. The government would be limited, and the individual would have all kinds of freedom. And in studio with me is Hal Van Herkey, who is one of our great partners of both the shows, and that's Castlegate Knife and Tool. But when you, in the last segment, you said conservative means conserving individual freedom.
To me. I think that over the years, it's meant a variety of things. Actually, you know, from a political science standpoint, conservative has meant various things over the years. But I think that our media has tried to turn just the word conservative itself into something negative, something bad, something almost treasonous at this point, mm-hmm. In some of the, you know, Biden administration publications and stuff. But to me, the word conservative means simply conserving and preserving and protecting individual freedom. And I believe that, you know, the belief in the what I call the primacy of the individual human spirit, meaning that the individual human spirit comes first and foremost, and that our rules, regulations, constitutions, societies, beliefs, processes, practices all go around that. And that whole set of rules and traditions is what we call, you know, traditional Western values. It all comes from the concept that we are created in the image of God. It comes from the standpoint that even if you don't believe in that type of a God, that the importance of individual freedom is evident in his works in terms of the laws of nature and man. And the right to be governed, the right to have a government, comes from consent of the individuals and from those primal spirits that have consented to be part of a civilized society. Without that consent of the government has no legitimacy. So you have to start thinking about these fundamental principles and these fundamental truths to kind of see where we are, why we have a constitution, why it's in peril again right now. And it is, because people have forgotten those basic truths. And I don't want it to make it a religious thing, but you have to step back and think, where do you come from? Where do rights come from? Is there such thing as right and wrong? Is there such thing as good versus evil? If there is that just all relative to who's ever in power? Or are there some absolute truths that you believe in as an individual that need to be preserved conserved, and therefore, you know, that makes you a conservative. If you believe everything's just subject to whoever happens to be in power, yeah, then you're a progressive.
Mm-hmm. Or regressive, actually.
You call yourself a progressive because you like to play word games, but yeah.
Yeah, that's, it regresses to
tyranny.
Tyranny, and that is somebody's in charge of everything. And so U.S. Constitution Week is going on up in Grand Lake, Colorado, and highly recommend that you join us tomorrow, Saturday. Maybe just drive up for the day. You can see the Aspen, or if you stay overnight, you'll get to see the fireworks over the lake. But check everything out at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. And one other note on conservative. I remember in all of this narrative that had been going on for many years as the radicals were trying to demonize the word conservative. They're like, they're judging you. They want to tell you what to do. They want to control your lives. Well, guess what, producer Steve? Who wants to tell us what to do? Who wants to control our lives? It's not the conservatives. The conservatives are the ones that are standing there, as Hal said, for freedom. It's actually they want to tell you how to live your life. And the veil is off on that, producer Steve.
Well, they love to play with words. Okay, like both you guys just said, they're playing around with the word conservative and making it sound like something it's, you know, like you just stepped in on the sidewalk. But look what they're doing with the virus. When the president comes out and calls it the virus of the unvaccinated, they're playing word games and they're playing for keeps.
Well, they are playing for keeps on that as well. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, I think, as we get through all this.
Well, I didn't mean to change the subject of the virus, but I'm just illustrating how, you know, be aware of how they're playing with words.
Word games. Because words matter. And those that control the narrative control the narrative.
It's like the left is very good at that. They very focus on words and vocabulary. Conservatives don't. It's like the four center squares of a chessboard for people who know how to play chess. You got to control that space. And by defining words, they're controlling a space, which means they control the argument, the dialogue, the direction of that dialogue. So I never let them surrender a word. I mean, I'm not going to surrender a word to them without a fight.
I'm the same way, because and it has taken a long time now. I used to adhere to this adage that you didn't talk about religion or politics in
polite
company. Really.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what else is there to talk about? But I had this experience, and this was right before COVID occurred, that I had a group that I thought we could have honest conversations. I thought it was just an honest conversation. And one of the girls in the group said, I don't want to talk about that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And initially I'm like, okay. And then I thought, you know what, dadgummit, they want me to censor myself. And then I look back, this whole polite company thing about politics and religion, because they were down there at the State House, you know, running elections and running legislation. They were down there actually talking about that. We had censored ourselves. It's like, I am not going to censor myself anymore. Hal, what's your thoughts on that?
What she really meant by that was she doesn't want to talk about it anymore with you. She's going to go immediately to her friends in the corner and whisper in their ear about what she thinks about your opinions. And she's going to run on social media to her favorite echo chambers and talk about it as like crazy. You know, that's one type of person that doesn't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear the other side. The other person just is so tired of it, they don't want to hear about it at all. And that creates apathy. I was just looking at this thing from since it's Constitution Week and this is going up at Grand Lake. I just saw this on their website that was this great thing, this 200-year cycle of democracy, or in our case, the Constitutional Republic. And it starts when people find themselves in bondage or under what I would say under tyranny. And that gives you a situation where you really feel hopeless and helpless, etc. That leads you to looking for answers outside of your current environment, which leads to spiritualism and spiritual faith, which gives you courage and the courage to fight for and to seek liberty and to believe that you can control your own destiny and that you have the means and the skill to control your own destiny. That type of a mentality then creates like a huge amount of abundance within society as a whole.
Which is where we've been.
Right, as where you have a society built on free individuals, strong men and women, strong values, respect for each other, respect for freedom, etc., free enterprise, builds a strong society. And so that, you know, becomes the norm. Then over time, Unfortunately, some of the sins creep in, such as selfishness and envy, et cetera, et cetera. And one of those that creeps in is complacency, laziness. You're used to this always being the way it's always been. So you forget that, you know, that freedom has to be defended every now and then. It's something that is fleeting and could go away. Mm-hmm. And you become complacent. And that leads to kind of where we are right now, where I was mentioning that second type of woman that in the party who doesn't want to listen to it is just apathetic. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't care anymore, either because she never really cared to begin with, doesn't understand it, or has been involved in politics so much that she's tired of it, mm-hmm. or just tired of hearing people fight about it. That generates apathy, don't care, don't feel like I have any control over any of this anyway, which is very close to that concept of being under bondage again. You don't have anything under control. So that allows a lot of people to slide as the government continues to constantly grow and reach, as governments always do. That allows a greater number of people to fall into a state of dependency on the government. Mm-hmm. And once you have a state of dependency on the government, which is also the stage we're in right now, where the amount of people dependent on the government, either for their handout checks or for their government jobs or their government contractor jobs, exceeds the number of people who aren't right now in the United States statistically, then you fall right back into now you're a slave to the government and you're a slave to tyranny. And if history is anything, tells us anything, if those people don't start waking up fast that are right on the edge of that sword, we'll cycle right back down into bondage and slavery and tyranny. And that's kind of the cycle we're in. It's a 200-year historical cycle. It's kind of roughly the same time frame we're in. You see it in a lot of other societies. And I always wonder when people say they're pro-freedom. I believe in freedom. And what does that mean? Freedom from what? Mm-hmm. What have people always talked about freedom since the dawn of Western civilization in the English language? What is freedom from? Is freedom from government? That's what people have talked about. It's not freedom from your neighbors or freedom from the newspaper or, you know, freedom from whatever. You know, it's freedom from government. So people have always fought this battle over trying to keep their government in a respectably small box that can do its job without infringing on their freedoms. And we've let that balance slip big time in this country, and we're heading right back into socialism, which leads to tyranny, which leads to bondage, and we'll be right back into, like the World Economic Forum says, in a few years you'll own nothing and you'll be happy because we're going to tell you to be happy.
Right.
Drug you up to the point that you're watching video games with your basic income check, and we're going to drug you up so you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we're in a time of... That is for sure. But that's why what's happening up in Grand Lake. We are Americans. And I know that people across the world are looking to us. There is apathy. But I also think people are waking up. But... We've got to be doing things now. So First thing is this election cycle, vote no on all of these tax questions, because if we stop feeding the beast with money, that's the first step on that. Your quick thought on that, Hal?
Yeah, we vote no on taxes because that's how government grows. They need that. That's their lifeblood. So they need that money to grow. Mm-hmm. They'll waste it just like they do on everything else. Ask them where their hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of COVID emergency relief funds have gone over the last couple years. They can't even tell you where they went, but they didn't go to any of their special projects that they're saying they need tax for right now in Colorado. So just say no. Say no to government. Government should be the last resort, not the first thought.
They shouldn't be the first hand in your pocket.
It should be the last resort of how to... You can agree that a problem exists, but it should be the last way to solve it. It should be government and a law. Laws are very easy to make and very hard to get out of. But yeah, say no to that. Start saying no to a lot of other things. I'm really a big believer right now in civil noncompliance. If the government, especially the federal government, the Biden administration, starts passing things you don't believe, like vaccine mandates, just say no. And if your boss is going to fire you over it, say, fine, fire me. I'll see you in court, or I'll see you at the competition that's not going to do that. If they start firing people like this, it's going to be the greatest job market opportunity in the history of mankind. So don't fear these guys. Just draw a line in your own personal line in the sand and say, you're not pushing me back one step more. Not one step more. I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not doing that. I'm preserving my constitutional rights, my Bill of Rights. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to preserve my first by speaking. I'm going to preserve my second by owning firearms and knowing how to use them, and I'm going to preserve the rest of them right down the line. And it's just, you're not pushing me back any further. I will not comply. That's where we need to be, I think, right now.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Thomas Paine's quote when we come back. This is Kim Munson, Hal Van Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool is in studio. And very important conversation, particularly today, which is Constitution Day. Check out GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. Come up for the parade and for the main event and for the fireworks and the flyover and see the Aspen. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Join me. I'd love to have you do that. So more information is at GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
And welcome back. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And I thank each and every one of you for supporting us. And also, I get to work with great sponsors, partners. And one of them is Castlegate Knife and Tool. Hal Van Herkey and Linnea, his wife, are the owners of that. Great entrepreneurs, great partners of both the shows. Hal, it's always great to have you in studio.
Well, thank you, Kim. I look forward to the in-studio ones the most myself because we get to interact and talk about fun things. But we really enjoy being a sponsor of the show. It's good for our business. A lot of people come in and mention the show, and that's great for our business. But it's also something we believe in personally because of everything we talk about, that the voices of freedom find fewer and fewer routes to market, fewer and fewer avenues to voice their support for freedom. And so we think that shows like yours are very important to get that word out, force versus freedom, freedom versus force. And not only does it help our business, but it also, we feel like this is part of our way to give back to society and make sure that we maintain an environment that allows other small businesses to flourish, that allows the middle class to maintain their stability and their rank in the middle class versus falling victim to a government dependency. And being on this show is just one part of, you know, our commitment to making sure that the country we live in and that we give on to our children is the same country that we grew up in and had the benefit of.
And we have a responsibility to make that happen, Hal Van Herkey, for sure.
That's right.
Okay, gentlemen, I had said that I wanted you to ruminate on this Thomas Paine quote. And I'm going to go to you first, Steve, okay? And the quote is this: "A constitution is not the act of a government, but of a people constituting a government. And government without a constitution is power without a right. All power exercised over a nation must have some beginning. It must be either delegated or assumed. There are not other sources. And all delegated power is trust, and all assumed power is usurpation. Time does not alter the nature or quality of either." What do you think, Steve?
Well, first of all, when you said we were going to ruminate, I had to run down the hall and get the FCC guidelines to make sure that we could do that on the air. Good news, we can.
I was looking up Webster's to see what ruminate meant.
Well, you know, again, the all-powerful government, the FCC, says, yes, you can do that. So I, at the taking the chance of repeating something Hal had said earlier, I try to put myself in these guys' shoes. I think they were legitimately excited. They knew they had the incredible opportunity to create a new country. And yet, all of human history that they had access to up until that date said, hey, monarchies have failed, theocracies have failed, and we need to do something outstanding, you know, creative, I guess, is the best word. But they were smart enough to look at all the failures up until that time, and they built this this device, this constitution, that basically, if you know, if it was adhered to, was almost a guarantee of success.
Well, and we see that. We see this big middle class where everyday people can create wealth. They can go after their hopes and dreams. And we really see that. And one thing we do want to note is in between the revolution and Constitution Day, which we're celebrating right now today, was the Articles of Confederation, which didn't quite work. So that's why they thought initially they were going to tweak it. Well, they did tweak it.
Right.
So Hal Van Herkey, what's your thoughts about this quote?
I think that, this is the type of fundamental thing I think most people don't think about. I did mention it earlier. I think that you have to think about where does the right to govern come from? And in our society, I think a lot of people, you're born and you just assume there's always a government. But I believe we're all born free. Okay. And as we grow up and we leave our parents' side and we go out in the world, we choose whether we're going to be participant in a civil society or we're not going to be. You could decide to move to another country. You could decide to move someplace that shares your different values. You could decide to be, a wilderness person off grid and just not participate in society. But this society generates its legitimacy. Our government has this legitimacy through the consent of the governed, which is us, and the document, the thing that keeps it all on the rails, is the Constitution. And the Constitution is under great threat these days because our educational system has downplayed it, forgotten it, rode roughshod over it in an attempt to make it irrelevant. But it is the absolute center, the hub, the foundation, the linchpin of the government that we have today and the society in which we live. And I believe, at least for myself, we need to work hard to get that government back into the constitutional box it was designed to be in.
Well, and we do have hard work to do because what they're doing is they're buying votes between free money, if you will, going out and sending all this money that's just arriving in people's bank accounts. And it really does put the Constitution under assault. And it is going to be very difficult to get this back in the parameters that it's supposed to be in. But I am encouraged that so many people are they're waking up to what's going on and they're wondering, how do we do this? And again, I continue to mention, as you're looking at these tax questions that are coming up and government comes in and they say, I have a really good reason to raise taxes. But the answer should be no. It's like you need to work within what you have. If you want more tax revenue, then put in policies of freedom. Of capitalism, true capitalism, where the economy grows, and when that happens, tax revenues go up because the pie is much bigger. Hal Van Herkey.
Right, absolutely. And being a participant in the free marketplace and capitalism and owning a small business, small businesses are the drivers of that growth more often than not. So I definitely believe that 100%. But something you said in there reminded me of something we were talking about earlier there is hope on the horizon. I know this both in terms of looking at the statistics on this, but also because I have two daughters that fit into this this generational bandwidth, but it's not all doom and gloom as we move forward. If you look at the age group of the people who are probably, let's just say, juniors and seniors in high school right now, and freshmen and sophomores in college, just to take that four-year band of group, it's one of the most conservative groups of individuals that have gone through society and have gone through college in recent memory, if not ever. They've looked at what's going on in terms of the over-wokeism, the limitations on freedom of speech, the chaos that's being created in society, the lack of freedoms, and they've talked amongst themselves and they've decided that they're rejecting that. They're rejecting that heavily, which is you see this in the debates that are going on college campuses. You see this in the reaction that Joe Biden's getting when he goes to college football games these days. They're just not putting up with it anymore. And their form of rebellion is rebelling against this wokeism and the progressivism of the left and the creeping socialism of the left. now joining them, I think, is a lot of people who have been sleepwalking through life for several decades, who woke up and said, wow, this whole thing about socialism is a threat to me, and look how much taxes are being taken out of my paycheck, and I'm tired of this double-digit inflation already, and this printing of money, and this purposeful weakening of us as a nation, and this targeted weakening of us as small business owners and as a middle class to eliminate us, to usher in a two-class society that's required for socialism. And people are finally waking up and saying, wait a second, you know, maybe I should get more involved in this politics. And how does all this stuff work again? And why are they doing that? And why do I call myself a Democrat? It's not what I believe. I've heard a lot of people tell me in the last year that the Democratic Party that is not what they believe, that somehow that party has
drifted. It's not the party of JFK. JFK, yeah. He lowered taxes.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And some of the Democratic Party has drifted left into the Bernie Sanders, AOC realm of progressivism, Marxism, communism, call it whatever you want, socialism. But a lot of them, you know, especially the ones that weren't super active, they're like, they woke up one day and say, wait a second, what happened? That's not the party my parents belonged to or I thought I was buying into. I don't believe in this stuff. I thought it was defending the working class and their ability to get it, have a chance to get into the middle class and stay in the middle class. And that's not what's going on right now. So I think, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic, but it has to start with us as individuals. Kim doing this show, for example, me being on the show talking about it and taking time out of my day, and every other person to say, you know, I'm going to start doing what I can do in my daily life right now to just say, no, this is, they're not pushing me one inch further back. I'm not only that, I'm taking a couple of giant steps forward, and I'm exerting my individualism. I'm exerting my individual freedom. I'm going to start speaking my mind. I'm going to start, you know, exercising my rights. I'm going to assemble where I want to and when I want to. And I'm not going to be threatened by Antifa or other hoodlums and gangs doing whatever. If the government wants to tax me illegally, they can see me in court. I think we just have to get a little bit feisty. And I think there's a couple of other great, you know, quotes that we could dig up to about, you know, how the founders felt about, you know, how feisty they had to get in order to defend this freedom. Right. And I think we're there. I think we're at 1776 part two, and that it all begins with us as individuals. And I think the most important thing, you can't wait for somebody else to do this for you. You can't wait for a movement to join or a group to belong to, or for somebody to kick off something that you're waiting for sitting on your couch. You just have to, it's a corny phrase, but you have to be the change. You have to just stand up right now today and say, I'm not taking any more of this, and I'm going to start fighting back in whatever peaceful means I have at my disposal. And I'm just going to, and that's it. I'm not only am I drawing a line, you can't push me one step further back, but I'm going to take a couple of giant steps forward and regain some of the stuff you just tried to take away from me.
And that means engaging with friends, family, yeah, neighbors, colleagues, in reasonable, thoughtful dialogue.
Yep.
How, as you mentioned that, when I first started to do the show, you know, we are really searching for truth and clarity. People do trust us, and if we get something wrong, we'll correct it. But we're always looking at this through this lens of the American idea. And I thought about it. I thought, and people say, we pray for you. They say that, are you concerned? We're concerned sometimes about you because of what you're doing. And I've come to this realization that if this government or those are going to come after me because of what I say, then I better say it.
Right. That's kind of proof. That's kind of like the algorithmic proof that they used to teach us in algebra class that I could never understand what those things were. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you're afraid of your government, you probably ought to be afraid of your government. That's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, it's, I'm the same way. I feel like just because I'm a small business owner, just because I call myself a patriot. It's one of those words they try to take away, that they've tried to take mm-hmm. away recently, especially after the whole January 6th thing. They try to make patriot a bad word. I'm about ready to put that on the back of my pickup truck again. You know, I'm not going to surrender anything to them. I'm not going to surrender a word to them. I'm not going to surrender an ideal to them. I believe in patriot, being a patriot. What patriot means to me is that I believe in the Constitution. I believe in this government. I believe in what that all of our founding fathers, what they believed in, what they tried to instill into these documents and into their generation, and that we've benefited. And I believe in, I think what makes me a patriot is I believe in standing up and fighting for that if I have to. You know, if somebody wants to come at me at this point, come at me. I don't care if it's the government, if it's some radical leftist, it's whatever. I'm not going to be backed down or cowed down or in fear of anybody.
Well, and to this point, there's this pressure out there that people are being told if they don't do this or do this, then they are going to lose their job. And we're kidding ourselves if we think, if we capitulate here, that it's going to get better.
Right.
It's not going to get better. And so as we stand for freedom, and you've mentioned this, and I felt this oppression, all this oppression, and that's what they want. They want to try to push people down and dishearten them.
If you're being threatened to be fired, the best thing you could do is quit before you get fired. Just tell them, I'm not going to play your game. Go get a job with someplace else that's not going to fire you before you quit. Go get that job. There's a lot of people looking. Then walk it to your boss and say, you can't fire me over this. I quit. I went to go work someplace that values freedom, that's not playing this game.
Or if
you don't have to be a victim, right?
Or if you do get fired, though, then there's all those legal challenges that could be very good as well.
Right. So you don't have to. I know a lot of people are feeling like a deer in the headlights, or that they're tied to the train tracks and the train is coming through the tunnel on this whole thing, like it's just coming for me any day now, right? Which is horrible. It's like it's a tiny version of what you heard about people going through in mid-century Germany before World War II, you know, just feeling like it was coming for me next, it's coming for me next. And a lot of people feel like, oh, this vaccine mandates is what coming for me next because I'm going to lose my job. Focus on getting another job.
Or starting a business.
It's not that easy. I'm not being flippant, and I'm not being trivializing it. But if you're worried about that, take that worry energy into putting your resume out, networking, finding out where you might go next. Because if they really start doing this, it's going to be the best job market in the history of mankind. Because it's going to be so much turmoil. If you move fast, you can find a better job, a better place who shares your values, that you don't feel threatened by. Sleep better at night. Protect your family. You don't have to take this lying down.
And let's go to break, because I do want to address something on that. In studio with me is Hal Van Herke. He and Linnea, his wife, are the owners of Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're doing great work. Go to their website, because it's only for the next few days that people can help you out, either with donations, physical donations, or money.
Yeah, right? And we're going to actually extend that for probably through the entire month of October, because several of the other groups that wanted to join in would like to do it longer.
Oh, okay.
If you want to donate to our Hurricane Ida Relief, you can go to our website. It's right there on the front page on a banner to donate to Ida Relief for victims in Louisiana. And you can find out more about it there.
Okay.
Yep.
Great work. And again, that's Castlegate.com, Castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Happy Constitution Day to all of you. And be sure and join us tomorrow in Grand Lake, Colorado for the big event of U.S. Constitution Week. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. What a great show we have for you. It is just so appropriate to have Hal Van Herke in here on Constitution Day, because it's a subject that you and I both love. We were just talking during break. We could talk about this for a long time.
Yeah, we both pretty much live this every day. So this is kind of like the heart and soul of what we believe in and what we do, right? So especially you with this show. So we could do this all day. Yeah. We could do this all day easily.
Because it's so important. Our Constitution, our country is under assault. And it's under assault from within. And that is why these elections are so important. So this November 2021, vote no on all of these questions regarding tax increases. Just vote no. We can't keep feeding the beast on this. And so vote no on those. And in my city, it's a 55% sales tax increase. Vote no on that. And then we do talk about this learning enrichment and academic progress plan, LEAP. Ostensibly, it's a new marijuana tax for the children. I have reasons. It creates a new bureaucracy that is unaccountable to the people. And that is also another thing to say no on. And that is to say no to anything that takes away our representative government. So that's very important. So today is Constitution Day. It's Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. Check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week.com. And it has all the information there. But do a day trip if you don't want to come up for the whole weekend, although I'd recommend that you do so. But do a day trip. And it's going to be a beautiful day. And join us. We will have the main event in the park. There's going to be a parade, flyover. There will be fireworks tomorrow night on over the lake. It's just a great event. In studio with me is Hal Van Herke. He and Linnea own Castlegate Knife and Tool. And you really walk the talk. You are an entrepreneur. You love this country. And when you were talking about being a patriot, it's not this. And they even have tried to demonize that word, saying patriot means that it's something very prideful and you think you're better than all these other countries. It's not that. It's love of country.
Right.
It is love of this idea, this individual freedom. And so let's just a couple of things. You had mentioned, as we were going through that cycle
that I got from the Constitution course that they're talking about up in Grand Lake.
Right.
I bought that from their website.
It's on their website.
Yeah, so that would be great to go up there and check that out. Grand Lake is beautiful this time of year. So.
Well, you mentioned a word that we don't hear very often anymore, and that is laziness. And the American idea is founded on this idea of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Pursuit of happiness means that you...
Industrious.
That was the word I was going to go to.
Yep.
And the idea that people can get something without working for it ultimately ends in disaster. Because at some point in time, as Maggie Thatcher said, you run out of other people's money. And we're headed to this disaster. And that's another thing I think people need to say no on. And that is this, quote unquote, free money. Because it's not free.
It's not free. I think a lot of people have forgotten that. And the entire modern money theory concept that the left had come up to justify their rampant spending is something that a lot of shows should be dedicated toward. But when Margaret Thatcher said that, you eventually run out of other people's money, so socialism doesn't work. That was true. What happened? They just said, well, we'll just print more money. And now they're printing more money. So everybody thinks it's free money. I might as well get in line for my free money. Well, what you don't realize is that free money is stimulating double-digit inflation, which is devaluing everything you own. It devalues everything you own. It makes private capital worth less, and eventually it becomes worthless. And that's one of the key things, and you mentioned it way earlier in the show, that's one of the two major economic assaults on private industry, private commerce, and the ownership of private property is through the two main assaults on that is taxation and inflation. Mm-hmm. And if you do enough of that, you just flat out eliminate the middle class because they have nothing left.
And that's what Lenin said.
Right.
And you sometimes go over to the bad guys and look at their quotes. They tell us what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And if you look at this administration and really all the way from local government up, if you have people that are advocating for higher and higher taxes and are in line, if you have municipalities that are in line for quote-unquote the free money,
yeah,
it's probably time that we need to vote many of these people out.
So let me say, try this fast, because I know we don't have a lot of time, but a lot of people that I talk to who don't care, who are like the millennial socialists or whatever, starting off in their career still or not very far in their career, haven't accumulated much, really feel like they're not going to accumulate much savings or personal property, private property, et cetera. And they'll say, so what? I don't have any money anyway. I don't pay that much taxes anyway. I want to get some of that free money. Give me some of that free stuff. But they don't realize how they're paying for it. But it's exactly how you're paying for it, is because when you go in to trade in that car that you paid $30,000 for and to get the new model bottle of it is $75,000 now, that's you paying for the free money, because your free money stimulated that inflation, which made that car now cost 75 grand. And what used to be a quarter or 1 month's or 1 week's paycheck for your car is now 2.5 weeks paycheck for your car. And welcome to what happens when you try you have your hand out for the free money. That's how everybody is paying for the free money. It's secretively sucking the lifeblood out of you and all of us, whether you own property or not. And so there is no such thing as free. You're going to pay for it in extremely higher goods and services in terms of food, shelter, clothing, transportation, luxury goods, cars, anything you want to buy in the future will take up more and more of your earned income, to the point where you will, as we talked about several times in this show, you will eventually earn nothing and be happy, because that's going to be your only choice. And they'll drug you up enough if they have to make sure you're happy.
Well, and we are at a time where we need to say no to all of this. When we look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. with these big spending bills, they are trying, I think, to break the country in doing so. And it's insidious what's happening. Whenever you're in studio, it goes way too quickly. And we have about 3 minutes left. And so I'm going to toss out a Thomas Paine quote. He said, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of his country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman."
One of my favorite quotes of all time. I would say that, you know, you don't have to be a soldier for that to hit home. He's talking to all of us right now. I think, like I said earlier, this is 1776, part two, the sequel. And everybody needs to not be a summer soldier who only talks about doing stuff when it's convenient for them, but actually get up now, draw your line, like I've said several times in this show, your own personal line. Say, I'm not going to get pushed back anymore in terms of taking this government overreach and this encroaching tyranny, and I'm going to take two giant steps forward and reassert myself as an individual free member of society. I'm going to protect my speech. I'm going to protect my right to defend myself. I protect my property, my right to have my own business, to associate with who I want to, write down the Bill of Rights. And that is what we need right now. We don't need summertime soldiers who want to sit back on their couch and take it easy and say, well, we already lost, or I'm going to wait till the big one starts or whatever. No, we need people that stand up right now and do the hard thing of pushing back on all of this on a daily basis.
Well, and so I'm recommending a election exercise program, and that is adopt a candidate. Right now, many of the school board races will be this November, and so these candidates can really use your help by going out into the neighborhoods and talking with our neighbors, dropping literature. If that's not your deal, make sure at least give them a little bit of money, because every little bit of money helps. And we've had a number of these school board candidates on the show. And then vote no on any tax increase. And one thing I wanted to make is this LEAP initiative. They have, quote unquote, it's a sin tax. So it's a marijuana tax. And you think, oh, I don't like marijuana, or I don't use marijuana, so it doesn't affect me. But then when the powers that be decide that that's a sin tax on that, what about the other things that you might like? Maybe you like wine, or maybe you like ammo, or maybe you like
video game playing tax.
Beef.
Yeah.
Whatever. All that. And so that is why one must say no. Okay, let's button this up then. Hal, what's the final thought you want to leave with our listeners?
The final thought is you don't have to just shut up and take it, right? You might. I think a lot of my conservative friends, and we talked about how we define that, have been beaten into a corner lately. They feel like that voting is not worth it anymore because it's going to be rigged. They feel like they can't speak out because their voice is going to be silenced, or they're going to be banned on social media. Just drop that mindset. Get fired up, get a little bit of warrior spirit in you, look around, decide what you want to stand up for, what you want to speak out about, and just start doing it. Start living the example of being a free individual in society, responsible for your own life, your family, and your destiny, and just stop taking this crap from them. Starting okay. Right now.
Okay, Hal Van Herky, Castlegate Knife and Tool, always great to have you here.
Thank you.
And our quote for the day is, "I prefer peace," and this is by Thomas Paine. "But if trouble must come, let it come in my time so that my children can live in peace." So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free.
views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.